I just want to start by asking you when and where you were born.
I was born in rooms above a pub, 1A Elizabeth Street, off which ran between Albert Street and the Grosvenor Road.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. I hadn't realised that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nowadays they call them apartments, but we had rooms.
Yes. So
it was actually my granny's rooms that my mother lived with, and it was like my mother, my father, and our family, and my grandmother and her son. And at some stage along the way, our other son, Mickey, and his wife and child lived there as well.
That was a lot of us.
A lot of us in the one room. Yeah. In the one area now.
Yes.
That, you know, I was 2.5 when we moved to Ballymurphy. So that area, I don't remember. Well, that's where we came from first. And we moved to Ballymurphy. The streets were safe and the streets were great. But when the older boys, when Seamus and Liam and fellas of their age, like, you know, played in the street like football, or they had card schools and all, peelers came and gave them a hard time, even in them days.
Is that right?
Oh, and that was... Gosh, that was in the 60s, mm. You know what I mean? When they were teenagers, like, and you see fellas grabbing the card school, leaving the money on the ground and away flying because the peelers came. And kicking football, mm-hmm. kicking football, you know. In the street, the peelers would have come to your door. My dad, being the way he was, used to say, "What about Mac?" Mac, you should keep him at the door. We're never let a peeler in through the door. Never would have. And our family never gave my mum any trouble in that sense. But the peelers provoked it. That time, Catholic, Ballymurphy was 60-40. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe it was 70-30, but I think it was 60-40 at the time. Like, we had Protestant neighbours in our street. The Crosbys across the street were... I mean, they were characters. I mean, I would still see people from the Crosby family and hello and... We had a Be Special lived up the street. I didn't even know what a Be Special was, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, I remember him, this man, going out in his uniform and walking. I didn't know. Just, mm-hmm. They lived and everybody lived together. And, you know, I don't remember. Like, I basically had the best of both worlds. If I just helped one another, then the neighbours were fantastic. They mm-hmm. were just brilliant. My teenage, we had great times. Mm-hmm. Brilliant times, you know. Went to the Jig from a very early age, 12. People can say what they like about the Jig and Coaches too. I absolutely loved it. And was there to the day they closed the doors.
Uh-huh.
In school, everybody used to borrow Ballymun jumpers and skirts. Everybody exchanged clothes. So that's how you survived in the dance world.
Yes.
You borrowed everybody else's clothes. Because there's no way my mummy could have afforded to keep up with the style and then, like, because I was at the age where I was still getting the clothes for Christmas in July, but we all got dressed for July, the 12th of July, isn't that amazing, like, but everybody got dressed for the 12th of July, that was your new clothes, and Christmas.
When did you meet your husband?
Hey. I met Terry when I was about 15,
uh-huh.
Right, six, I would definitely only been 15 and a half, he thought I was older, like, I'm sure, but I met him outside the plaza. We used to go up in the lift with the bouncers and be the first into the dance hall. We saw all the big bands, like, we saw like Dickie Rock and Joe Doan and Aileen Reid and the Cadets, and we were in box 8. It was brilliant. So that's where I met Terry.